Hello, I'm Tia Albaum with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm here with Kathy Hess, who is a lead program analyst with the OIG's Office of Program Evaluation. Today we're discussing a new OIG report titled EPA's Voluntary WaterSense Program Demonstrated Success. Thank you for joining me, Kathy.
Thank you, Tia.
Water shortages are becoming increasingly more common throughout the country. Over the next decade, 80% of states are expected to suffer some type of water shortage under average water conditions. To protect the nation's future water supply, the EPA launched its WaterSense program in 2006. Kathy, can you tell us a little about the EPA's WaterSense program?
Sure. WaterSense is a voluntary partnership and labeling program operated by the agency's Office of Water. The EPA developed the program to help consumers and businesses use water resources more efficiently. Through the program, the EPA works with partners to enhance the market for water-efficient products and to promote water efficiency practices. Partners include manufacturers, retailers, builders, water utilities, governments, and advocacy groups. You can find the WaterSense label on products such as faucets, showerheads, toilets, and irrigation controllers. These WaterSense products generally use 20% less water and perform as well as or better than conventional products.
The OIG's report concludes a program evaluation of the WaterSense program's first 10 years. Why did the OIG decide to conduct this review?
The OIG did this review to determine whether the accomplishments reported by the WaterSense program reflected actual results.
Has the WaterSense program led to significant water savings?
Yes. Over its first decade, WaterSense estimated that consumers saved 1.5 trillion gallons of water through their use of WaterSense products. The EPA can't measure the actual savings, but we found that the EPA had a system of controls in place that ensured the estimate was reasonable. First, there was a third-party certification system in place that made sure products work the way they are supposed to, that they save water. Second, the EPA developed and used models that compare the water used in the absence of the WaterSense program with water used under the program, given the number of WaterSense labeled products that manufacturers had shipped. We found that the program's controls met the standards set out by the Government Accountability Office. In addition, the system of controls provides assurance that the program will continue its good practices.
What else did you find in your review?
We found that the EPA was doing many things right in the WaterSense program. For example, the EPA established goals, measured performance, and established controls for reducing program risk. However, the EPA needs to improve the way it tracks the number of WaterSense partners working to improve water use efficiency. According to the agency, more than 1,700 partners have joined the WaterSense program. This partner count is a performance measure that the agency reports to Congress and the public. However, we found that the count may be inaccurate because the EPA lacked an effective control on the measure. At the start, partners sign an agreement that establishes expectations. But because many partners do not submit an annual report, the EPA could not determine whether all partners actually work to improve water use efficiency and should still be included in the count of active partners for a particular year. Overall, though, the news was good. The program has achieved consumer and industry confidence in WaterSense labeled products, and the program enjoys broad support.
You determined that the WaterSense program is well designed and managed. Can you give some examples?
Sure. The first question the team had to address was, what does it mean to be a well-designed and well-managed program? We found that there were no government standards for program management. Instead, we identified ways in which WaterSense met the 5 performance domains set out by private industry standards. Let me give examples for one of those performance domains: program stakeholder engagement. The WaterSense program engaged stakeholders like manufacturers and retailers by asking them to sign agreements to help the program, and by involving them in the development of product specifications. The program has worked to develop partnerships over the past 10 years. It has relied on its partners to manufacture, distribute, and sell WaterSense labeled products, and to promote the program and water use efficiency practices.
How much money has the EPA spent on the WaterSense program?
The EPA reported that it spent $33 million over the first 10 years of the program. That means consumers have saved 51,000 gallons of water and $1,100 for every federal dollar spent on the program. These are significant returns on investment.
Did your team provide the agency with any recommendations?
Yes. We recommended that the EPA adopt water savings as a performance measure, that the EPA develop a control on the number of partners, and that the EPA take steps to improve partner reporting.
You also recommended that the Assistant Administrator for Water share WaterSense program management practices.
That's right. The WaterSense program is a sound model for voluntary programs. The program has demonstrated success. The EPA has an opportunity to inform good practices for program management and accountability in other EPA programs by sharing successful WaterSense practices more broadly.
Did the agency agree with the OIG's recommendations?
Yes. The agency agreed with all of our recommendations and is taking corrective actions. In particular, the program director committed to sharing the program's design, implementation, and reporting with the agency's program management improvement officer. The officer can then consider disseminating the program's best practices and lessons learned to enhance program management across the agency.
Thank you, Kathy, for sharing your team's findings.
My pleasure.
To read this report and other Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.